It's my great pleasure to welcome Melanie Cooperstein with Movement in Music Ensemble, talking about an event taking place on July 31st at the Chrysalis. Melanie, nice talking to you.
Hi, so glad to be here.
So Movement in Music, actually MIME is the acronym for it, and it's almost kind of a MIME thing because the musicians are moving around while they play. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. We will be moving about the stage, playing completely for memory. So there won't be any music stands, there won't be any chairs. It's just going to be us and our instruments and moving about.
Now, is there like a program for the movement? Are you acting out anything, or is it just random movement?
Well, we do try to tell a story, but it's often not that obvious. Because we don't do elaborate costumes or staging. It's just kind of supposed to give you the idea of a story. Just kind of you can make it up in your head what is happening.
Okay. About how many musicians do you have in the group?
Right now we have 10, but we're hoping that we'll be able to expand to more of the size of a chamber orchestra, like 30 people, with including winds and brass.
And where do these musicians come from?
We're really from all over the state of Maryland and Northern Virginia. A lot of us started at University of Maryland in College Park. So we have some people around there or Northern Virginia, Annapolis, Baltimore, just kind of all spread out. And I'm personally in Columbia, and that's where our concert's going to be held.
Now, how long has this group been doing this?
This is our first concert, so we are just starting out. But we did have an experience like this at University of Maryland. Many of us who are playing this concert also did it. When we played at University of Maryland, that was inspired by our artistic director, James Ross. He always was coming up with these really innovative ideas, how we can make orchestra more interesting. And so he brought in choreographer Liz Lerman, and we did two projects in 2012 and 2014. It was Debussy's Afternoon of a Faun and Copland's Appalachian Spring. And I happened to be maybe the only person that was in both projects. I just remember feeling like it was just, go ahead.
No, I said I saw the Appalachian Spring on your Facebook page, and it was fascinating because the musicians are actually part of the story in this, too.
Yes. That is the coolest part, is that you can just see it come to life. And every time I watch those videos, I see something I didn't see before, because being in it, you don't see every little thing. Uh-huh. But there are so many people doing different things on stage. It's just incredible.
Now, this concert is going to take place at the Chrysalis in Columbia. It's going to be July 31st. What time does the concert start?
It's at 7:30, and it'll be over by 9.
Okay. And this is at the Chrysalis. And what is your website for more information?
You can go to www.movementinmusic.com to find out all the information about our orchestra and our musicians and the event.
That's movementinmusic.com. Concert taking place July 31st at the Chrysalis. My guest, Melanie Cooperstein. Melanie, thank you so much. Sounds very interesting. Sounds like a fun concert, and all the best. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.